Lesson 151, Ether Chapters 13 through 15, Introduction. Moroni recorded Ether's prophecies about the New Jerusalem and the Jerusalem of old. Ether warned Coriantumr, a Jaredite king, that his people would be destroyed if he and his household would not repent. When Coriantumr and his people refused to repent, war and wickedness escalated for many years until the entire Jaredite nation was destroyed. Only Ether and Coriantumr survived to witness the fulfillment of Ether's prophecy. Suggestions for teaching. Note: foster a climate of love and respect. Students who feel loved, trusted, and valued by you and their fellow students will want to come to class. They will be more open to the influence of the Holy Spirit and will have a stronger desire to participate. Ether chapter 13, verses 1 through 12. Moroni records Ether's prophecies about the New Jerusalem and the Jerusalem of old. Explain that some cities are known by names that describe their significant features. Read the following descriptive names for cities and ask students to guess which city matches each name. The City of Light, Paris, France. The Eternal City, Rome, Italy. The Windy City, Chicago, Illinois, in the United States. The Pearl of the Orient, Manila in the Philippines, and the City of Palaces, Mexico City in Mexico. Ask students to suggest what these descriptive names might communicate about the cities. Point out that Moroni recorded Ether's prophecies about three cities: the New Jerusalem, the City of Enoch, which would come down out of heaven, and Jerusalem in the Holy Land. Tell the class that Ether taught the Jaredites that the land upon which they lived was the site of a future city of great importance. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Ether 13, 4 through 8. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the descriptive name Ether used when referring to Jerusalem and the New Jerusalem. What descriptive name did Ether use for Jerusalem in the Holy Land and the New Jerusalem that will someday be built on the American continent? Holy City. What do you think it would be like to live in a city known as a holy city? Invite a student to read Ether 13, 10 through 11 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how people will qualify to live in these holy cities. How will people qualify to live in these cities? By having their garments made white through the blood of the Lamb. What does it mean for a people to have their garments made white through the blood of the Lamb? It means the people have become clean and purified from sin through the atonement of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Ether chapter 13, verse 13 through chapter 15, verse 34. The Jaredites reject Ether's prophetic warnings and persist in wickedness and war until they are destroyed. Summarize Ether 13, verses 13 and 14 by explaining that the Jaredites rejected Ether and cast him out from among them. During the day, Ether hid himself in the cavity of a rock, where he finished his record of the Jaredites. At night, he went out to see the things that were happening to his people, the Jaredites. He wrote about the things he saw. To prepare students to study the remainder of the account in the book of Ether, invite them to think of the last time they became angry or lost their temper, or saw someone else become angry. What are some of the potential dangers or negative consequences of becoming angry? As students continue to study Ether 13 through 15 today, invite them to look for what can happen when we allow anger to influence our actions. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Ether 13, 15 through 19. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the descriptions of the Jaredite society. After they have read, invite them to describe the Jaredite society in their own words. Then invite a student to read Ether 13, 20 and 21 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the message the Lord commanded Ether to deliver to Coriantumr. What was Ether's message to Coriantumr? If Coriantumr and his household would repent, the Lord would spare the people and allow Coriantumr to retain his kingdom. If they would not repent, everyone in the kingdom but Coriantumr would be destroyed. invite students to consider marking Ether's prophecy in verses 20 and 21. As students continue their study of Ether 13 through 15 today, invite them to look for how the words of Ether were fulfilled. Invite a student to read Ether 13:22 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how Coriantumr and his people responded to Ether's message. How did Coriantumr and his people respond? Summarize Ether chapter 13 verse 23 through chapter 14 verse 20 by explaining that wars continued in the land. Three men in succession, Shared, Gilead, and Lib, tried to take the kingdom from Coriantumr. Eventually, secret combinations gained more power, and the entire nation became engulfed in war. Coriantumr's final foe was a man named Shiz. Ask a few students to take turns reading aloud from Ether 14:21 through 24. Invite the class to follow along, looking for what motivated Shiz in his fight against Coriantumr. According to verse 24, why did Shiz pursue Coriantumr so relentlessly? Shiz had sworn to seek revenge against Coriantumr because Coriantumr had killed Shiz's brother. Shiz also wanted to prove the prophecy of Ether wrong. Summarize Ether 14:25 through 31 by explaining that as the fighting continued, Coriantumr was seriously wounded by Shiz and was carried away as though he were dead. See verse 30. Invite a student to read Ether 15:1-4 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Coriantumr attempted to do to spare the remainder of the people from destruction. What did Coriantumr do? He offered to give up the kingdom to Shiz. If you had been in Shiz's situation, what would you have done? Why? Ask a student to read Ether 15 verse 5 aloud. Invite the class to follow along, looking for how Shiz responded to Coriantumr's offer. How did Shiz respond to Coriantumr's offer? He said that he would spare the people if he could be allowed to kill Coriantumr. Why do you think Shiz made this decision? It seems that Shiz was still determined to seek revenge against Coriantumr for the death of his brother and to disprove Ether's prophecy. See also Ether 14:24. Invite a student to read Ether 15 verse 6 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for a phrase that describes each group of people's attitude toward the other. After students report what they find, invite them to consider marking the repeated phrase, stirred up to anger. Why do you think the people were stirred up to anger? Summarize Ether 15:6-11 by explaining that the people of Coriantumr and the people of Shiz continued to battle one another. Divide students into pairs. Invite students to read Ether 15:12-17 aloud with their partners. Ask them to look for what happened because the people were angry and sought vengeance against one another. When they have had time to read, ask a few students to report what they found. What principles about anger and revenge can we identify? Students may identify a few different principles, including the following. Anger and vengeance can lead us to make choices that hurt others and ourselves. What consequences can anger have for an individual or a family? Ask students to think about how they have seen anger or vengeance lead to hurt and regret. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder David E. Sorensen of the Presidency of the 70. Ask the class to listen for what he encouraged us to do, rather than giving in to feelings of anger or desires for revenge. Quote, when someone has hurt us or those we care about, that pain can almost be overwhelming. It can feel as if the pain or the injustice is the most important thing in the world, and that we have no choice but to seek vengeance. But Christ, the Prince of Peace, teaches us a better way. It can be very difficult to forgive someone the harm they've done us, but when we do, we open ourselves to a better future. No longer does someone else's wrongdoing control our course. When we forgive others, it frees us to choose how we will live our own lives. Forgiveness means that problems of the past no longer dictate our destinies, and we can focus on the future with God's love in our hearts. End quote. From David E. Sorensen, Forgiveness Will Change Bitterness to Love, Ensign Orleahona, May 2003. According to this statement, What should we do rather than seek vengeance? When have you seen someone choose to forgive another instead of giving in to feelings of anger or desires for revenge? Invite students to ponder about whom they may need to forgive. Encourage them to act on any promptings they receive to forgive others. Remind students that Ether had warned the people to repent. Invite students to quickly review Ether 13:22 and Ether 15 verse 6 to see how the people responded to Ether and the Lord's warnings to repent. Write the following incomplete statement on the board. If we reject the Lord's warnings to repent, blank. Invite a student to read Ether 15:18 through 19 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, identifying ways to complete the statement on the board. After students share their ideas, complete the statement by writing the following principle. If we reject the Lord's warnings to repent, His Spirit will withdraw and Satan will gain power over our hearts. How did the Jaredites' refusal to repent earlier affect their ability to change later? Summarize Ether 15, verses 20 through 32, by explaining that the armies of Coriantumr and Shiz fought until only Coriantumr and Shiz remained. Then Coriantumr killed Shiz. As Ether had prophesied, all the people in the kingdom had been killed except Coriantumr, who then lived to see another people, the people of Zarahemla, inherit the land. Ask a student to read Ether 15:33 to show that the words of the Lord spoken by Ether were fulfilled. Testify that as we repent and retain the influence of the Spirit, we will be able to resist the power of Satan and to forgive those who hurt or anger us. Encourage students to turn to Heavenly Father in prayer for the help they need if they feel anger toward another person. Commentary and background information. Ether chapter 13 verses 3 through 5. The New Jerusalem and the Jerusalem of Old. Elder Bruce R. McConkie of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles taught about the New Jerusalem and the city of Jerusalem built anciently. Quote, to envision what is meant by New Jerusalem, we must know these five facts. Number one, ancient Jerusalem, the city of much of our Lord's personal ministry among men, shall be built in the last days and become one of the two great world capitals, a millennial city from which the word of the Lord shall go forth. Second, a new Jerusalem, a new Zion, a city of God shall be built on the American continent. Third, Enoch City, the original Zion, the city of holiness, was taken up into heaven. Fourth, Enoch City, with its translated inhabitants, now in their resurrected state, shall return as a new Jerusalem, to join with the city of the same name which has been built upon the American continent. And fifth, when this earth becomes a celestial sphere, that great city, the Holy Jerusalem, shall again descend out of heaven from God, as this earth becomes the abode of celestial beings forever. End quote. From Bruce R. McConkie, Doctrinal New Testament Commentary, Volume 3, pages 580 through 81. Ether 13, verses 2 through 4 and verse 6. Where will the New Jerusalem be built? The Lord revealed to the prophet Joseph Smith that in the latter days New Jerusalem will be built in the United States, in Jackson County, Missouri. Elder Bruce R. McConkie of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles explained the relationship between the current gathering of the members of the church and the eventual establishment of the New Jerusalem. Quote, let Israel gather to the stakes of Zion in all nations. Let every land be a Zion to those appointed to dwell there. Let the fullness of the gospel be for all saints in all nations. Let no blessing be denied them. Let temples arise wherein the fullness of the ordinances of the Lord's house may be administered. But still there is a center place, a place where the chief temple shall stand, a place to which the Lord shall come. And that center place is what men now call Independence in Jackson County, Missouri, but which in a day to come will be the Zion of our God and the city of holiness of His people. End quote. From Bruce R. McConkie, A New Witness for the Articles of Faith, page 595. Supplemental Teaching Idea. Ether 13, verses 1 through 12. The New Jerusalem. Explain that another name for New Jerusalem is Zion. While the New Jerusalem and the City of Jerusalem will be established in the future, all members of the Church can seek now to establish Zion wherever they live. In the most basic sense, Zion is the pure in heart. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, Zion is Zion because of the character, attributes, and faithfulness of her citizens. Remember, the Lord called His people Zion because they were of one heart and one mind, and dwelt in righteousness, and there was no poor among them. If we would establish Zion in our homes, branches, wards, and stakes, we must rise to this standard. It will be necessary, first, to become unified in one heart and one mind. Second, to become individually and collectively a holy people. And third, to care for the poor and needy with such effectiveness that we eliminate poverty among us. End quote. From D. Todd Christofferson, Come to Zion, Ensign or Liahona, November 2008.